Your life is a reflection of your thoughts. Everything you see, experience, and achieve begins first in the mind. If you think small, you live small. If you think fearfully, you act fearfully. But if you think boldly, with clarity and purpose, you create a life that reflects that boldness. The greatest victories, the biggest breakthroughs, and the most meaningful changes in history all started as a single thought in someone's mind. Most people never stop to examine the way they think. They let old beliefs, negative voices, and outside influences shape their reality. They go through life on autopilot, unaware that their thoughts are silently directing their actions, habits, and ultimately, their destiny. The difference between someone who feels stuck and someone who rises to greatness is not luck, talent, or even hard work. It's the quality of their thinking. In this audiobook, we will explore how to master the art of right thinking. You'll discover how to recognize destructive thoughts, replace them with empowering beliefs, and reprogram your mind for success. You will learn practical strategies to gain mental clarity, develop unshakable focus, and create habits that align with your highest goals. This isn't about quick fixes or empty motivation. It's about building a strong inner foundation that lasts a lifetime. Your thoughts are the architects of your future. Change them, and you change everything. The journey to a new life begins in your mind. Let's begin. Chapter 1. The battle begins in your mind. Every day there's a battle happening inside you. You can't see it, but you can feel it. It's the battle between the thoughts that push you forward and the thoughts that hold you back. This battle doesn't take place out in the world. It doesn't depend on what other people do or what circumstances you face. It begins and ends in one place. Your mind. Think about it. Before you take any action, before you speak any word, there's a thought that sparks it. If your thoughts are filled with doubt, fear, or negativity, your actions will reflect that. You'll hesitate. You'll settle for less. You'll talk yourself out of opportunities before you even try. But when your thoughts are strong, clear, and focused, you walk differently. You speak differently. You move through the world with a quiet confidence that others can feel. The truth is, most people lose this battle without even realizing it. They wake up and immediately start replaying yesterday's worries or tomorrow's problems. They let old beliefs and outside voices dictate what's possible for them. Over time, those unchecked thoughts build walls around their potential. They don't even try to climb higher because, in their mind, they've already lost. But here's the good news. You don't have to keep fighting blind. Once you become aware of this battle, you can take control of it. You can choose which thoughts to feed and which ones to silence. This is why mastering the art of right thinking is so powerful. It gives you the ability to direct your life at its very source. Imagine a general preparing for war. They wouldn't just run into battle without a strategy. They'd take time to study the enemy, strengthen their forces, and plan their moves carefully. You must do the same with your mind. Negative thoughts are like hidden enemies, creeping in silently and sabotaging your progress. If you don't learn to recognize them, they'll defeat you before you even take action. Start by paying attention to your inner dialogue. Notice the words you use when you talk to yourself. Are you encouraging yourself or tearing yourself down? Are you focusing on what you can do or what you can't? These seemingly small thoughts matter more than you realize. They set the tone for your entire day and eventually your entire life. Winning this inner battle won't happen overnight. It takes practice, discipline, and patience. But every moment you spend strengthening your mind is an investment in your future. Remember, the world outside may be unpredictable, but the world inside is yours to command. When you win in your mind, you'll begin to see victories in every area of your life.
The first step to becoming the person you were meant to be is simple. Take control of your thoughts, because the battle for your destiny starts there.
Chapter 2. Recognize the power of a single thought. Every change in your life begins with one single thought. Just one. It might seem small, almost insignificant at first, but that one thought has the potential to set off a chain reaction that can completely transform your future. Think about the moments that shaped history. The creation of life-changing inventions, the founding of great companies, the birth of powerful movements. Every single one of them started as an idea in someone's mind. It didn't matter if no one else believed in it. It didn't matter if the world thought it was impossible. It began with one person thinking, "What if?" The same is true for you. Your life today is a reflection of the thoughts you've been thinking over and over again. Some of those thoughts have helped you, and others have held you back. The moment you truly understand how powerful just one thought can be, you'll stop treating your thoughts like they're harmless or unimportant. You'll realize that every time you allow a negative limiting thought to grow, you're planting seeds for future struggles. And every time you choose a strong empowering thought, you're planting seeds for success. Consider this, a single thought can give birth to courage. It can whisper, take the chance, make the call, start the project. That one moment of clarity can lead to an action that changes everything. On the other hand, a single thought of fear can shut it all down. It can tell you, you're not ready. You'll fail. People will laugh. And just like that, an opportunity disappears, not because it wasn't possible, but because a thought convinced you to give up before you even began. There's a story about a young writer who had an idea for a book. The idea was strong, but every time she sat down to write, a voice in her head told her she wasn't talented enough. That single defeating thought played on repeat until she finally stopped writing. Years later, she discovered another writer had published a best-selling book with a very similar concept. It wasn't that her dream was impossible. It was her thinking that killed it before it had a chance to live. That's the power of a single thought. It can either create a masterpiece or bury it forever. You've had these moments too. Maybe you thought about starting a business, applying for a better job, or reaching out to someone who could help you grow. In the beginning, there's excitement, hope, and possibility. But then the doubts creep in. What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? If you let those thoughts take over, they will stop you dead in your tracks. This is why awareness is so important. You can't change your life until you first recognize the thoughts that are running it. The key is to catch these thoughts as they appear. Don't just let them pass by unnoticed. Pause and ask yourself, where did that thought come from? Is it helping me or hurting me? Most of the time you'll find that negative thoughts aren't even yours. They come from past experiences, other people's opinions, or old fears you've been carrying for years. When you see them clearly, they lose their power. Now here's the exciting part. Just as one negative thought can destroy your confidence, one powerful thought can build it. Imagine waking up each morning and choosing to focus on one thought that lifts you higher. Something like, I am capable of creating the life I want, or every day, I'm becoming stronger and wiser. These aren't just empty words. When you repeat them and truly believe them, they begin to reshape how you see yourself and what you believe is possible. Think of your mind like a garden. Each thought is a seed. If you keep planting weeds, doubts, fears, regrets, you'll grow a messy, tangled field that's hard to navigate. But if you plant seeds of courage, gratitude, and determination, you'll create a thriving garden that feeds your soul and fuels your success. The choice is always yours. Never underestimate the ripple effect of a single positive thought. It doesn't just change your mood in the moment, it changes your actions, and your actions shape your destiny. A person who thinks, "I can figure this out," will approach challenges with creativity and persistence. A person who thinks, "I'm doomed to fail," will quit before they even try. Same situation, two very different outcomes, all because of a single thought. Today I want you to pay close attention to what's happening in your mind. Don't let destructive thoughts roam freely. Notice them, challenge them, replace them, and when a powerful, hopeful thought comes, don't dismiss it as silly or unrealistic. Hold on to it, nurture it, act on it, because that one thought could be the beginning of the life you've always dreamed of. Remember this truth: you are always just one thought away from a completely different future. It might be the thought that says, "I will no longer settle," or the thought that whispers, "I'm ready to try again." Whatever it is, it has the power to turn the page and start a brand new chapter in your life. Don't wait for luck or perfect timing. Start by mastering a single thought and let it lead you to the next. Your entire journey begins there. Chapter 3: Break free from toxic thinking. Your mind is like a home, and every thought is like a visitor. Some thoughts walk in and bring light, joy, and energy. Others sneak in quietly, bringing darkness, clutter, and chaos. Toxic thoughts are the uninvited guests that destroy the peace inside your mind. And if you don't learn to recognize and remove them, they will slowly take over and control your life. We all have toxic thoughts. Nobody is immune. They might sound like self-doubt, like that little voice saying, "You're not good enough." They might come as fear, whispering, "Don't try, you'll just fail." Or they might show up as jealousy, anger, or resentment toward others. These thoughts seem small at first, but they grow fast. And if you don't catch them early, they spread like poison. The problem is that most people don't even realize they're carrying these toxic patterns. They've been there for so long that they feel normal. Maybe you grew up hearing people say things like, "Life is hard," or "People like us don't succeed." Over time, those words became your beliefs. You didn't choose them, but you absorbed them, and now they shape the way you see yourself and the world around you. Here's the truth: you cannot create a beautiful life with a polluted mind. You can't pour clean water into a dirty glass and expect it to be pure. If you want to live differently, you have to think differently. And to think differently, you must first break free from the toxic thoughts that have been holding you back. So how do you do it? The first step is awareness. You can't fight an enemy you can't see. Start paying attention to the thoughts that show up most often in your mind. Notice the patterns. Do you constantly tell yourself you're not capable? Do you replay painful memories over and over again? Do you assume the worst will happen before it even does? These are signs that toxic thinking has been running the show. Once you've identified the pattern, the next step is to challenge it. Toxic thoughts are like bullies. They seem powerful, but they're really just loud. When you confront them, they lose their strength. For example, if your mind says, "I'm a failure," pause and ask, "Is that really true? Or is it just a story I've been telling myself?" Look for evidence to the contrary. Remind yourself of the times you've succeeded, the obstacles you've overcome, and the progress you've made. Replacing toxic thoughts doesn't happen instantly. It takes practice, just like learning a new skill. Imagine you've been walking the same dirt path every day for years. The ground is worn, smooth, and easy to follow. That's how your brain works with toxic thinking. It's familiar and automatic. Now when you try to create a new path, it feels awkward and difficult. But the more you walk that new path, the path of empowering thoughts, the clearer and easier it becomes. Over time, the old toxic path begins to fade. One powerful way to break free is through reframing. This means taking a negative thought and looking at it from a different angle. Let's say you face rejection. A toxic thought might say, "I'm not good enough." But a reframe would say, "This is redirection. Something better is ahead." It doesn't mean you deny reality. It means you choose to see it in a way that gives you strength instead of stealing it. Also, be mindful of your environment. Toxic thoughts often grow in toxic environments. If you're surrounded by negative people, endless bad news, and constant criticism, it will be much harder to think positively. Protect your mental space like a treasure. Limit your exposure to negativity and spend more time with people, books, and experiences that lift you up. Remember, your thoughts shape your emotions, and your emotions shape your actions. When you think toxic thoughts, you feel heavy, stuck, and powerless. But when you choose healthy, empowering thoughts, you feel light, free, and motivated. Breaking free from toxic thinking isn't about becoming perfect or never having a bad thought again. That's impossible. It's about becoming the gatekeeper of your mind, deciding which thoughts stay and which ones must go. Here's a simple practice to start today. When a negative thought appears, don't just accept it. Pause, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, "Is this thought serving me or sabotaging me?" If it's sabotaging you, replace it with a stronger one. Over time, this habit will rewire your mind and create a new default way of thinking. You are not your toxic thoughts. You are the one who observes them. You are the one who chooses what to do with them. And once you fully embrace that truth, you'll realize you've had the power to change your mind and your life all along. The battle may be fierce at first, but every time you choose a powerful thought over a toxic one, you win a victory inside yourself. And those inner victories will eventually show up as outer success. Break free from toxic thinking, and you'll open the door to the life you've been waiting for. Chapter 4. Build mental clarity through self-awareness. Have you ever felt like your mind was so full that you couldn't even hear yourself think? Thoughts racing, worries piling up, ideas clashing, until everything feels like noise. That's what life feels like when there's no mental clarity. And without clarity, even the best opportunities can slip through your fingers because you can't see them clearly. Clarity is power. When your mind is clear, you make better decisions. You know what matters and what doesn't. You move with confidence instead of second-guessing yourself. Without it, you drift through life, easily distracted and easily influenced by whatever is loudest in the moment. Mental clarity doesn't just happen by accident. It's something you must build intentionally. And it all begins with one thing: self-awareness. Self-awareness is like turning on a light in a dark room. Suddenly, you can see what's been there all along. You start to notice your thoughts, your emotions, and even the subtle ways you react to situations. Most people live their entire lives without really knowing themselves. They run on autopilot, repeating the same patterns over and over, never stopping to ask, "Why do I think this way? Why do I feel this way?" Without that awareness, you can't change. You're stuck. The first step to building mental clarity is slowing down. Our world moves fast, so fast that it trains you to constantly react without reflection. Wake up, check your phone, rush to work, put out fires, scroll through endless information, repeat. Your mind becomes like a cluttered desk, with piles of thoughts and emotions stacked on top of each other. To find clarity, you have to pause and clean that space. One simple but powerful practice is to spend a few minutes each day just sitting quietly. No phone, no distractions, just you and your thoughts. At first it might feel uncomfortable. You'll notice how busy and chaotic your mind really is, but that's the point. When you observe your thoughts without judgment, you start to separate yourself from them. You realize that you are not your thoughts, you are the thinker. And that perspective is incredibly freeing. Journaling is another powerful tool for clarity. When you write your thoughts down, they stop swirling around in your head and become something you can see and work with. Write about what you're feeling, what you're afraid of, and what you want. Often the act of writing will reveal patterns you didn't notice before. You might discover that the same fear has been controlling you for years, or that the same limiting belief keeps showing up in different situations. Awareness of these patterns is the first step to breaking free from them. Self-awareness also means asking yourself better questions. Instead of just reacting, pause and reflect. Ask, why am I feeling this way right now? Or what's the real cause of this stress? Sometimes the problem isn't what you think it is. Maybe you're angry at someone, but beneath the anger is fear. Maybe you feel stuck in your job. But the real issue is that you've been ignoring your true passion. The more you ask and answer these questions honestly, the clearer your mind becomes. As clarity grows, so does your ability to make strong decisions. When you know who you are and what you value, choices become simpler. You stop chasing every shiny distraction because you can see what truly matters. You stop letting other people's opinions control you because you understand what's right for you. Clarity creates focus, and focus creates progress. But here's the truth. Clarity isn't a one-time event, it's a daily practice. Just like a window gets dirty over time, your mind will collect clutter, stress, negativity, outside noise. You have to keep cleaning it regularly. Whether it's through quiet reflection, journaling, meditation, or simply taking a walk in silence, find what works for you and make it a habit. When you build mental clarity through self-awareness, life feels lighter. Problems don't disappear, but you face them with calm strength. You stop overreacting to every challenge and start responding with wisdom. You gain the ability to step back, see the bigger picture, and choose your path with intention. The journey to success isn't just about working harder or setting bigger goals, it's about seeing clearly. When your mind is clear and you truly know yourself, you stop stumbling through life blindly. You become deliberate, you become powerful, and you begin to create a life that reflects your deepest values and highest vision. Remember this, a clear mind is a strong mind. The more you know yourself, the less you'll be controlled by confusion, fear, and outside noise. Take the time to build clarity every single day. It may feel slow at first, but over time, it will transform how you think, how you act, and ultimately, how you live. Chapter 5. Choose beliefs that serve your future. Your beliefs are like invisible architects. They quietly design the structure of your life, shaping the choices you make, the risks you take, and even the way you see yourself. Most people think their beliefs are just thoughts they happen to have, but they are so much more than that. A belief is a thought you've accepted as absolute truth, and once you believe something deeply, it becomes the lens through which you experience the world. Here's the challenge. Not every belief you hold is serving you. Many of your core beliefs didn't even come from you. They were handed down by your family, influenced by society, or formed from past experiences. Maybe someone told you as a child, you're not smart enough, or people like us don't get ahead in life. At the time, you didn't question it. You simply absorbed it. And now, years later, you may be living your life based on a story that was never really yours. Think about how powerful that is. If you believe you're destined to fail, you'll unconsciously sabotage yourself. You won't even take chances, because deep down, you know they won't work out. If you believe you're unworthy of love or success, you'll push away opportunities or settle for less than you deserve. But here's the good news. Beliefs are not permanent. They can be challenged. They can be rewritten. You don't have to keep living by a script someone else handed you. The first step is to identify the beliefs that are currently running your life. This takes honesty and courage. Ask yourself, what do I believe about myself, about success, about money, relationships, health? Write down the answers. Then look at each belief closely and ask, is this helping me or hurting me? If it's hurting you, it's time to let it go. Imagine you're trying to climb a mountain while carrying a heavy backpack full of rocks. Every limiting belief you hold is like another rock weighing you down. No wonder the climb feels so hard. You might have the strength to reach the top, but as long as you're carrying that unnecessary weight, progress will always feel slow and exhausting. Releasing those beliefs doesn't just make the journey easier, it makes it possible. But simply removing a negative belief isn't enough. You have to replace it with a belief that empowers you. If you let go of the thought, "I'll never succeed," replace it with, "I am capable of learning and growing until I succeed." If you release, "I'm not good enough," replace it with, "I am worthy of opportunities and prepared to rise to the challenge." These empowering beliefs act like fuel for your mind. They push you forward even when life gets tough. The way to strengthen a new belief is through repetition and action. It's not enough to say it once and hope it sticks. You must repeat it daily, out loud if possible. Affirmations work when they're spoken with conviction and paired with consistent action. If you believe you're a confident person, you must act with confidence, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Over time, your actions reinforce the belief, and the belief becomes your reality. It's also important to guard your beliefs carefully. The people you spend time with and the information you consume will either support your empowering beliefs or tear them down. If you're trying to believe in your potential but constantly surround yourself with negativity and doubt, it's like planting seeds in toxic soil. They'll never grow. Protect your mental environment by choosing uplifting voices and influences that align with the future you want to create. One powerful example is to look at how successful people think. Most of them didn't get to where they are simply because of talent or resources. They built a mindset that supported their dreams. They believed in possibilities long before they saw results. You can do the same. When you adopt beliefs that serve your future, you stop being a victim of your past and start becoming the creator of your destiny. Your future is not determined by where you come from or what has happened to you. It is determined by what you choose to believe right now. You have the power to rewrite your mental blueprint and build a foundation that leads to freedom, success, and fulfillment. As you move forward, remember this: every action you take flows from a belief you hold. If you want to change your actions, start by changing your beliefs. Choose them wisely, choose them consciously. Choose the ones that lift you higher, not the ones that keep you stuck. When your beliefs align with the life you want to create, nothing can stop you from reaching it. Chapter 6. Master the Art of Inner Dialogue. There's a voice inside your head that never stops talking. It comments on everything you do, everything you see, and everything you imagine. Sometimes it encourages you, saying things like, "You've got this," or "Keep going." But other times, it tears you down with words like, "You're not ready," or "You always mess things up." This constant stream of thoughts is called your inner dialogue. And whether you realize it or not, it shapes your entire life. Here's the truth: most people never think about the way you speak to yourself matters even more than the way others speak to you. You spend every moment of your life with your own thoughts. If that inner voice is harsh, critical, and negative, it's like living with a bully 24/7. But if that inner voice is kind, empowering, and focused, it becomes your greatest ally. The difference between someone who rises to success and someone who stays stuck often comes down to how they manage this inner conversation. Think about it like this. If a friend came to you with a dream, would you say, "You'll never pull that off. You're going to fail"? Of course not. You'd encourage them. You'd remind them of their strengths. But how often do you speak to yourself in ways you'd never dare speak to someone you care about? That has to change. You can't live a successful life while carrying a destructive voice inside you. Mastering your inner dialogue starts with awareness. You can't change what you don't notice. For the next few days, pay attention to the way you talk to yourself. Listen closely. When you make a mistake, what do you say? When you face a challenge, what's the first thought that comes to mind? Often you'll be surprised at how negative and automatic these thoughts can be. This isn't because you're broken, it's because your mind has been conditioned by past experiences, criticism, and fear. Once you're aware of your inner voice, the next step is to challenge it. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. If your mind says, "You'll never succeed," pause and respond, "That's not a fact, that's just a thought." Then replace it with something more powerful, like, "I am learning, growing, and moving closer to success every day." It might feel awkward at first, but over time, this practice rewires your brain. Here's something important to understand. Your inner dialogue doesn't have to be endlessly positive or fake. You don't need to stand in front of a mirror and chant empty affirmations you don't believe. The goal is to be truthful, but empowering. Instead of saying, "Everything is perfect," you might say, "Things are challenging right now, but I have the strength to figure them out." That kind of statement acknowledges reality while still giving you hope and confidence. One of the most powerful ways to shift your inner dialogue is to change the questions you ask yourself. Your brain is always answering the questions you give it. If you ask, "Why am I such a failure?" your mind will start listing reasons. But if you ask, "What can I learn from this?" or "How can I make this work?" your mind will begin looking for solutions. A small change in language can create a huge change in perspective. Another key to mastering your inner voice is to speak to yourself as you would to a trusted friend or mentor. Imagine someone you care deeply about is struggling. You wouldn't criticize or insult them, you'd guide and encourage them. Practice giving yourself that same grace. The world outside can be harsh. Don't add to it by being harsh with yourself. Over time, this practice will build incredible inner strength. When challenges come, and they always will, you'll have a voice inside you that says, "You can handle this." When opportunities appear, you'll hear a voice that says, "You are ready." And when doubts creep in, you'll know how to quiet them and return to a place of clarity and focus. Your inner dialogue sets the tone for your entire life. If you want to achieve big things, you must first create a powerful conversation inside your mind. Speak words that lift you up. Ask questions that lead to growth. Remind yourself daily of your potential and your purpose. Remember, you will never rise higher than the conversation you're having with yourself. Train that voice to become your greatest source of strength, and you'll discover that no matter what happens around you, you'll always have a place of peace and power within. When you master your inner dialogue, you master your life. Chapter 7. Guard your mind against external influences. Your mind is like a garden. If you don't protect it, weeds will grow. Those weeds are the negative influences, distractions, and noise that come from the world around you. Every day you are bombarded with messages, through social media, television, conversations, and even random comments from people you barely know. Most of these messages slip into your mind without you realizing it, shaping the way you think, act, and feel. That's why guarding your mind isn't just important, it's essential for living a life of clarity and purpose. Think about it. When you scroll through social media, what are you really feeding your mind? If all you see are people showing off their highlight reels, comparing their perfect vacations and perfect lives, what thoughts does that plant inside you? Probably jealousy, insecurity, or the feeling that you're somehow falling behind. If you constantly watch negative news, filled with fear and anger, those emotions will seep into your mind and shape your worldview. And if you spend time around people who constantly complain or gossip, their words will become your inner voice before you even notice it happening. The truth is, your mind is always under the influence of something. If you don't choose what influences you, the world will choose for you. And most of the time, the world doesn't have your best interests in mind. Businesses are fighting for your attention. Politicians are fighting for your loyalty. Even friends and family might, without meaning to, pull you in directions that don't align with your true values and goals. This is why you must take responsibility for what you allow into your mental space. Guarding your mind starts with awareness. Begin to notice what you consume every day, what you read, watch, and listen to, and who you spend your time with. Ask yourself, is this building me up or tearing me down? Is this helping me grow or keeping me stuck? If something consistently leaves you feeling drained, anxious, or unworthy, it's a sign that it doesn't deserve a place in your life. Sometimes, this means setting boundaries. That might mean limiting how often you check the news or social media. It might mean distancing yourself from people who thrive on negativity or drama. It doesn't mean you have to cut everyone off completely or live in isolation. It simply means you become intentional about who gets access to your mental and emotional energy. Remember, not everyone deserves a front row seat in your life. Some people are like toxic air. They pollute your atmosphere just by being around. If you keep breathing it in, you won't notice how it's slowly poisoning you until it's too late. Protect yourself by surrounding yourself with people who inspire, challenge, and encourage you. These are the voices you want to amplify in your life. Another powerful way to guard your mind is to create daily rituals of positive input. Just as you wouldn't go a day without eating, you shouldn't go a day without feeding your mind something uplifting. Read books that challenge your thinking and expand your perspective. Listen to motivational speeches, podcasts, or audiobooks that fuel your growth. Start your mornings with affirmations or gratitude, instead of diving straight into the chaos of emails and notifications. By intentionally filling your mind with positive and empowering ideas, you leave less room for the negative ones to take root. It's also important to recognize how easily external influences can shape your beliefs without you realizing it. If you're constantly exposed to messages of fear, scarcity, and limitation, those messages will become part of your internal dialogue. You'll start to believe that opportunities are scarce, that the world is dangerous, or that success is only for other people. But when you consistently expose yourself to messages of hope, abundance, and possibility, you begin to see a different reality. You start to believe in your own potential. Think of your mind like a castle. You are the gatekeeper. Not everything deserves entry. Some ideas are like trusted friends. They bring peace and strength. Others are like invaders. They bring chaos and destruction. Your job is to decide who gets in. You have far more control over this than you realize. Here's a simple exercise for the next week. Track how you feel after engaging with different influences. Notice how you feel after talking to certain people, watching certain shows, or reading certain content. If something consistently leaves you feeling small, fearful, or angry, reduce your exposure to it. And if something leaves you feeling inspired, hopeful, and motivated, make more space for it in your life. Guarding your mind doesn't mean avoiding the world or pretending negativity doesn't exist. It means staying strong enough to face the world without letting it control you. It means choosing carefully what you allow to shape your thoughts. When you take control of your influences, you take control of your future. Remember this, the world will always try to pour its noise into your mind, but you have the power to say no. You have the power to filter what comes in. Protect your mental space like the precious treasure it is, because once you guard your mind, you'll be free to think clearly, act boldly, and build a life that reflects your highest values, not someone else's agenda. Chapter 8. Turn obstacles into mental strength. Life will test you. There's no avoiding it. No matter how carefully you plan or how hard you work, challenges will come your way. Some will be small annoyances. Others will feel like mountains standing in your path. And while you don't always get to choose what happens to you, you do get to choose how you respond. That choice, your response, is where your true power lies. Obstacles have a way of revealing what's really inside you. They bring out either your strength or your weakness. Some people see a problem and immediately collapse under the weight of it. They think, why me? Why now? Others see the same problem and rise to the occasion. What's the difference? It's not luck. It's not even intelligence. It's mindset. It's the ability to take something that was meant to break you and turn it into fuel for your growth. Think about a muscle. It only grows when it's challenged. If you never put it under pressure, it never gets stronger. Your mind works the same way. When life applies pressure through challenges, it gives you the opportunity to grow mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Without resistance, there's no progress. Without obstacles, there's no strength. The first step to turning obstacles into strength is to change the way you see them. Most people see problems as signs to stop, as proof that they're on the wrong path. But often, an obstacle is actually a sign that you're moving in the right direction. It's life asking, how badly do you really want this? Instead of thinking, why is this happening to me? Shift the question to, what is this trying to teach me? That small change in perspective can completely transform your experience. For example, imagine you're trying to start a business. You face setbacks, financial struggles, rejection from investors, endless hours of work. A fixed mindset will say, this is too hard, maybe I'm not meant for this. A growth mindset will say, this is tough, but every challenge is teaching me something valuable. This struggle is preparing me for success. The obstacle doesn't magically disappear, but the way you experience it changes dramatically. Another powerful tool for overcoming challenges is to focus on what you can control. Obstacles often feel overwhelming because we waste energy fighting things that are beyond our control. Other people's actions, the past or random circumstances. The truth is, you can't control the storm, but you can control how you steer your ship. When life feels chaotic, narrow your focus to the actions you can take today, no matter how small. Small steps taken consistently will lead you out of even the darkest situations. It's also important to remember that pain is temporary, but the strength you gain from it lasts forever. Think back to a difficult time in your past. At the time, it felt like you might never get through it. But you did. And now when you look back, you can see how it shaped you into who you are today. That's the hidden gift inside every obstacle. It has the power to mold you into a stronger, wiser version of yourself. One practical way to build mental strength during tough times is through gratitude. It might sound strange to feel grateful when everything seems to be falling apart, but gratitude shifts your focus. Instead of obsessing over what's wrong, you begin to see what's still good, what's still possible. Even something as simple as writing down three things you're grateful for each day can rewire your brain to stay resilient in the face of challenges. Surrounding yourself with the right people also matters. When you're in the middle of a struggle, negativity from others can make you want to quit. Seek out those who remind you of your strength, who challenge you to keep going, and who see possibilities when you only see problems. Just as obstacles can make you stronger, so can the right support system. Finally, don't be afraid to fail along the way. Failure isn't the end, it's feedback. Every mistake carries a lesson if you're willing to look for it. The most successful people you admire didn't get there by avoiding failure. They got there by refusing to let failure define them. Obstacles are not roadblocks meant to stop you. They are stepping stones meant to raise you higher. The next time life throws a challenge your way, pause and remind yourself, this is my chance to grow. This is my opportunity to build strength. With that mindset, no problem has the power to defeat you. It might slow you down, it might test your patience, but it will never break you. In the end, your strength isn't built during the easy times. It's forged in the fire of adversity. Every obstacle you overcome adds another layer to your resilience, another piece to the unshakable foundation you're building within yourself. When you embrace this truth, you stop fearing challenges and start welcoming them as the very thing that will make you unstoppable. Chapter 9. Develop unshakable focus. In today's world, focus has become a rare superpower. Everywhere you look, something is fighting for your attention. Notifications, endless social media feeds, constant noise, and the never-ending to-do list. It feels like you're being pulled in 100 different directions, and at the end of the day, you wonder why you feel exhausted, but haven't truly accomplished anything meaningful. The truth is, without focus, even the most talented person will struggle, but with focus, even an ordinary person can achieve extraordinary results. Focus isn't just about working harder, it's about directing your energy toward the things that truly matter, and refusing to let distractions steal your time and clarity. Think of your attention like sunlight. When sunlight is scattered, it warms things slightly, but when you concentrate that same light through a magnifying glass, it becomes powerful enough to start a fire. Your mind works the same way. Scattered thoughts lead to scattered results, but concentrated thoughts lead to breakthroughs. The first step to developing unshakable focus is to get clear on your priorities. You can't focus if you don't know what deserves your attention in the first place. Too many people try to do everything at once, and in the process, they do nothing well. Take some time to ask yourself, what really matters to me right now? What are the top two or three things that will make the biggest difference in my life? When you know what matters, it becomes easier to say no to what doesn't. Once you've identified your priorities, you have to protect them fiercely. Distractions will always try to creep in. Some of them are obvious, like social media or television, but others are disguised as productive tasks. You might find yourself spending hours responding to emails or attending unnecessary meetings, thinking you're being busy, when in reality you're just avoiding the real work that moves you forward. Remember this, being busy is not the same as being effective. One powerful strategy is to set clear boundaries for your time and attention. For example, dedicate specific hours of the day to deep, focused work and treat that time as sacred. Turn off notifications, close unnecessary tabs, and let others know you're not available during those hours. In a world full of constant interruptions, even 1 hour of truly focused work can be more valuable than an entire day of scattered effort. But focus isn't only about eliminating external distractions, it's also about quieting the internal ones. Sometimes, the biggest obstacle to focus isn't your phone or your environment, it's your own mind. Worry, overthinking, and self-doubt can hijack your attention just as quickly as any external noise. This is why practices like meditation, breathing exercises, or even a few minutes of silence can be so powerful. They train your mind to return to the present moment, instead of getting lost in endless mental chatter. Another key to unshakable focus is learning to finish what you start. Too many people chase shiny new ideas and abandon projects halfway through. Every time you leave something unfinished, you train your brain to expect failure. On the other hand, when you consistently follow through, even on small tasks, you build the muscle of focus and discipline. Start by setting small realistic goals and seeing them through to completion. Over time, this habit will spill over into every area of your life. It's also helpful to design your environment to support focus. If your surroundings are full of clutter and distractions, staying focused becomes much harder. Create a space where your mind feels calm and clear. This might mean organizing your workspace, limiting background noise, or surrounding yourself with visual reminders of your goals. Even small changes in your environment can have a powerful effect on your mental clarity. Finally, remember that focus is not about perfection. You will have days when your mind wanders, when distractions win, and when you feel like you've made no progress. That's normal. The key is to notice when you've drifted and gently return your attention to what matters. Every time you bring your focus back, you're strengthening that mental muscle. When you develop unshakable focus, you gain an incredible advantage. While others are scattered, chasing every distraction, you'll be moving steadily toward your vision. You'll accomplish more in less time, with less stress, because your energy won't be wasted on things that don't matter. Your dreams are too important to be lost in the noise of the world. Protect your attention like the priceless resource it is. Direct it toward your highest priorities, and you'll be amazed at how quickly your life begins to transform. In a world full of chaos, focus is the quiet power that will set you apart and lead you to the life you've always wanted.
Chapter 10. Build habits that align with your thoughts. Your thoughts are powerful, but thoughts alone are not enough. You can think positive, empowering thoughts all day long, but if your daily actions don't match those thoughts, nothing will change. It's like planting seeds in your mind but never watering them. Over time, those seeds wither and die. This is why habits matter so much. Habits are the bridge between what you think and what you create. They are the proof of what you truly believe. Every single day, your habits are shaping your future, whether you realize it or not. The small things you do repeatedly become the foundation of your life. If you have habits that support your goals, success begins to feel natural. If you have habits that work against you, no amount of wishful thinking will save you. It's like trying to sail north while rowing south. You'll stay stuck in the same place. Think about your mornings. Do you wake up and immediately grab your phone, scrolling through news and social media, filling your mind with other people's thoughts before you've even had a chance to think for yourself? Or do you start with intention, feeding your mind something positive and setting the tone for your day? That one simple choice may seem small, but over weeks and months, it shapes the trajectory of your life. Building habits that align with your thoughts starts with clarity. You have to know exactly what kind of life you want to create. If you want to be healthy, wealthy, and fulfilled, your habits must reflect that. It's not enough to say, "I want to be successful." What does a successful person do every day? What choices do they make consistently? Once you answer those questions, you can begin to design your routines accordingly. The key is to start small. Many people fail at building new habits because they try to change everything at once. They set massive goals and then feel overwhelmed, quitting before they even get started. Instead, focus on one or two simple actions that you can repeat consistently. For example, if you want to improve your health, start by drinking a glass of water first thing in the morning. If you want to grow financially, commit to reading 10 pages of a wealth-building book every night. These small, consistent steps
may seem insignificant at first, but they build momentum. Here's something powerful to remember. Every habit you create sends a message to your subconscious mind about who you are. When you follow through, you're telling yourself, I am the kind of person who takes care of my body, or I am the kind of person who invests in my growth. Over time, these messages shape your identity. And once your identity shifts, your actions begin to feel natural instead of forced. But what about bad habits, the ones that hold you back? The first step to breaking them is awareness. You can't change what you don't see. Pay attention to your daily routines and identify the actions that conflict with your goals. Then, instead of trying to simply stop the bad habit, replace it with a better one. For instance, if you find yourself snacking out of boredom, replace that action with something uplifting, like going for a short walk or practicing gratitude. Nature hates a vacuum. If you remove a habit, you must fill that space with something positive. Another secret to building lasting habits is to create an environment that supports your success. Your surroundings should make good habits easier and bad habits harder. If you want to read more, keep books within reach. If you want to stop eating junk food, don't bring it into your house. Willpower is limited, but a supportive environment gives you an edge. Consistency is everything. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to get it right every single day. But you do have to keep showing up. Progress happens through repetition. A single workout doesn't transform your body, and a single act of kindness doesn't define your character. It's the things you do day after day that create lasting change. When your habits and your thoughts are aligned, life begins to flow. Your actions become an extension of your mindset, and your results start to match your vision. You'll no longer feel like you're fighting against yourself, because every part of you, your mind, your body, your routines, is moving in the same direction. Remember, success is not about occasional bursts of effort. It's about what you do consistently, quietly, when no one is watching. Build habits that support the future you want, and over time, they will carry you there almost effortlessly. Thoughts set the direction, but habits take you the distance. Start small, stay consistent, and watch as your daily actions transform your entire life. Chapter 11. Think long term, act today. We live in a world obsessed with instant results. Fast food, instant messaging, same-day delivery, everything is built around speed. And while speed has its place, there's one area of life where it can quietly destroy you, your mindset. When you constantly chase quick wins and overnight success, you set yourself up for disappointment. The truth is, real success, lasting success, comes from thinking long-term while taking consistent action today. Think about a tree. When you plant a seed, you don't expect a full-grown tree the next morning. You understand it takes time. First, it grows roots deep underground, where no one can see them. Only later do the branches and leaves appear above the surface. Your goals, your dreams, your growth, they work the same way. Most of the progress happens quietly, in ways the world can't see yet. If you give up too soon, you'll never experience the rewards that come from patience and persistence. Long-term thinking is about seeing beyond today's struggles and focusing on the bigger picture. It's asking yourself, where do I want to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and then making decisions that move you closer to that vision. When you think this way, you stop being reactive. You stop making choices based only on what feels good in the moment, and you start building a life with purpose and direction. But here's the key. While you think long term, you must act today. Too many people get stuck dreaming about the future without ever taking the first step. They make endless plans, create vision boards, and talk about what they'll do someday. Meanwhile, days, months, and even years slip away. The only way to create the future you want is by taking action now, no matter how small that action may seem. The problem is that the mind often craves immediate rewards. It wants comfort now, results now, validation now. That's why it's so easy to procrastinate on things that don't deliver instant gratification. Working out today doesn't give you a perfect body by tomorrow. Saving money today doesn't make you rich overnight. Reading a book today doesn't instantly make you wise. But over time, those small actions compound, just like interest in a bank account. This is where discipline comes in. Discipline bridges the gap between where you are and where you want to be. It's doing what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like it. When you remind yourself that every action is a vote for your future self, it becomes easier to push through the resistance. Think of it this way: each choice you make is either moving you closer to the life you want, or further away from it. There is no neutral. Another powerful way to stay focused on long-term growth is to track your progress. Often we underestimate how far we've come because we're so focused on how far we still have to go. Write down your goals, then keep a simple record of the actions you take toward them each day. Over time, you'll see patterns emerge, and those patterns will inspire you to keep going. Progress, no matter how small, creates momentum. You also have to accept that setbacks are part of the journey. Thinking long-term doesn't mean expecting everything to go smoothly. There will be obstacles, failures, and unexpected detours. But when you have a long-term vision, those challenges don't break you. They simply become part of the process. Instead of saying, "I failed," you start saying, "I'm learning. This is just one step on my path." Patience is a form of strength. In a world where everyone is rushing, being patient sets you apart. It allows you to focus deeply, work steadily, and stay committed long after others have given up. The greatest rewards often come to those who are willing to stay the course when others quit too soon. Imagine looking back a year from now. Will you be proud of the choices you made today? That's the question to carry with you. Each day is a building block for your future. When you think long term and act today, you create a powerful cycle. Your vision gives meaning to your actions, and your actions bring your vision to life. Remember, the future isn't something that magically appears. It's something you create, step by step, decision by decision. Dream big, yes, but don't get lost in the dream. Ground yourself in action. Do one thing today that your future self will thank you for. It may feel small now, but over time, those small, consistent actions will shape a life far greater than anything you could imagine. Chapter 12. Surround yourself with thinkers who lift you higher. No one truly succeeds alone. You can have the best mindset, the strongest work ethic, and the clearest vision for your life, but if you surround yourself with the wrong people, your progress will slow to a crawl. The voices you allow around you will eventually become the voices inside your head. That's why who you spend time with is just as important as what you think. Look closely at the people in your life. Do they inspire you or drain you? Do they encourage your growth or keep you small? It's easy to underestimate how much influence others have over us. A single conversation can plant a seed of doubt or a spark of motivation. Over time, those seeds grow, and they either push you forward or hold you back. There's a saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. While that may not be mathematically exact, it's spiritually true. If you surround yourself with negative, fearful, and small-minded people, you'll start to think and act like them. You'll begin to see the world through their limited lens. But if you spend time with people who dream big, take bold action, and think positively, their energy will naturally elevate yours. The first step is awareness. Take a moment to evaluate your circle. Who in your life challenges you to grow? Who celebrates your wins without jealousy? Who pushes you to think bigger and aim higher? These are the thinkers you want to keep close. On the other hand, who constantly complains, criticizes, or tries to pull you back into old patterns? These are the voices you need to guard against. Sometimes the hardest part of growth isn't learning new things, it's unlearning old relationships. It might mean distancing yourself from certain friends, co-workers, or even family members who refuse to grow with you. That doesn't mean you stop loving them. It means you stop giving them the power to shape your future. You can care for someone deeply, while still setting boundaries that protect your mental and emotional space. Surrounding yourself with the right people doesn't happen by accident. You have to be intentional. Seek out communities, groups, or mentors who share your values and your vision. This might mean attending events, joining mastermind groups, or even connecting with like-minded individuals online. The key is to place yourself in environments where growth is normal and excellence is expected. Think about how professional athletes train. They don't just practice alone in their backyard. They train with other elite athletes, pushing each other to higher levels. The competition sharpens their skills. The camaraderie keeps them motivated. The same principle applies to your mind. When you surround yourself with thinkers who lift you higher, their energy pushes you to rise. It's also important to be that uplifting person for others. Relationships aren't just about what you receive, they're about what you give. Be the kind of friend, partner, or colleague who inspires those around you. Speak words of encouragement. Share knowledge freely. Celebrate others' successes as if they were your own. When you give freely, you attract others who do the same, creating a powerful cycle of growth and support. But don't confuse encouragement with comfort. The people who truly care about your growth won't just cheer you on, they'll challenge you. They'll call you out when you're playing small or making excuses. Sometimes the most loving thing someone can do is hold up a mirror and help you see where you're falling short. Be willing to receive that kind of feedback. It's not criticism, it's a gift. At the same time, be mindful of who you let speak into your life. Not every opinion matters. Some people project their own fears onto you. They tell you something can't be done because they couldn't do it. Learn to distinguish between wise counsel and limiting beliefs. Just because someone loves you doesn't mean they understand your vision. When you build a circle of thinkers who lift you higher, everything changes. Your conversations shift from gossip to ideas. Your environment shifts from doubt to possibility. You stop feeling like you're walking this path alone and start feeling like you're part of something bigger. Remember, your environment will either fuel your growth or suffocate it. Choose wisely. Seek out those who see your potential, who believe in your dreams, and who challenge you to become the best version of yourself. And as you grow, become that person for someone else. The truth is, the right people don't just help you think better, they help you be better. They remind you of who you are when you forget. They hold you accountable when you're tempted to quit. And they celebrate with you when your vision finally becomes reality. Surround yourself with thinkers who lift you higher, and you'll rise higher than you ever could alone. Chapter 13. Cultivate gratitude and positive perspective. There's a simple truth that can completely transform the way you experience life. You can't always control what happens to you, but you can control how you see it. Your perspective is like a lens, and the lens you look through determines the story you tell yourself about your life. Two people can go through the exact same event. One sees defeat, the other sees opportunity. The difference isn't in the event itself, it's in the way they choose to interpret it. Gratitude is one of the most powerful ways to shift your perspective. It's not just about saying thank you or having good manners. True gratitude is a state of mind. It's the ability to find something to appreciate, even in difficult circumstances. When you practice gratitude, You train your brain to focus on what's good instead of obsessing over what's missing. And over time, this rewiring changes how you think, how you feel, and even how you act. Most people go through life with a negative bias. They fixate on problems, failures, and setbacks. They spend so much time dwelling on what's wrong that they overlook what's right. This creates a cycle of negativity. The more you focus on the bad, the more bad you see. Gratitude breaks that cycle. It redirects your attention toward what's working, what's possible, and what's beautiful about your life right now. But here's the thing. Gratitude doesn't mean pretending everything is perfect. It doesn't mean ignoring pain or struggle. It means choosing to see beyond the pain, to recognize that even in darkness, there are still moments of light. You can be grateful and still ambitious. You can appreciate what you have while working toward more. Gratitude isn't about settling. It's about strengthening your mindset so you can keep moving forward with hope. A powerful practice to build gratitude is to start and end each day by listing three things you're thankful for. They don't have to be big or dramatic. It could be something as simple as a good cup of coffee, a smile from a stranger, or a moment of laughter with someone you love. The point is to train your mind to notice the small blessings you might otherwise overlook. At first it might feel forced, but with consistency, it becomes natural. Soon your brain will automatically start scanning for the good instead of fixating on the bad. Another way to cultivate a positive perspective is through reframing. Reframing is the practice of taking a challenging situation and looking at it from a different angle. For example, instead of saying, "I failed, and that means I'm not good enough," you might say, "I failed, and that means I have a chance to learn and improve." The facts don't change, but the story you tell yourself does. That story determines whether you feel defeated or motivated. Gratitude and positive perspective are especially powerful during tough times. When life gets hard, it's easy to slip into self-pity or anger. But when you pause and ask, "What can I be grateful for in this moment?" you regain control over your emotions. You stop feeling like a victim and start feeling like a creator. Even if you can only find one small thing to appreciate, that single thought can give you strength to keep going. Surrounding yourself with positive influences also makes a difference. Negativity is contagious, but so is optimism. Spend time with people who lift your spirits, who remind you of what's possible, and who encourage you to see challenges as opportunities. Likewise, be mindful of what you consume. Books, shows, conversations. Feed your mind content that supports the perspective you want to build. It's important to remember that gratitude isn't just about feelings, it's about action. When you're truly grateful, you show it through how you live. You take care of what you've been given, you give back to others. You use your blessings to create more blessings. Gratitude creates a ripple effect, spreading positivity far beyond yourself. When you cultivate gratitude and a positive perspective, you become unshakable. Life will still have ups and downs, but your inner world stays steady. You'll find joy in simple moments, courage in challenges, and peace in uncertainty. Instead of being tossed around by circumstances, you'll move through life with a quiet confidence, knowing that no matter what happens, you have the power to choose how you see it. The world is full of noise and negativity. Gratitude is your shield against it. It doesn't just change how you feel, it changes how you think, how you act, and ultimately the life you create. Start small, start today. Look around you and find something, anything, to appreciate. With practice, this habit will transform not just your perspective, but your entire future. Chapter 14. Create a vision worth fighting for. Every great achievement begins with a vision. A clear, compelling picture of the future that pulls you forward, even when life gets hard. Without a vision, it's easy to drift. You wake up, go through the motions, and repeat the same routines day after day. You might stay busy, but you don't feel fulfilled. A vision changes that. It gives your actions meaning, it gives your struggles purpose. It turns ordinary days into steps towards something extraordinary. Think about the people who have made a lasting impact on the world. They didn't just stumble into greatness by accident. They saw something in their mind before it existed in reality. They believed in that vision so deeply that they were willing to work for it, sacrifice for it, and fight for it. That's the power of a vision. It becomes a source of strength when everything else feels uncertain. Your vision doesn't have to be grand or world-changing. It just has to be deeply meaningful to you. Maybe your vision is to create a thriving business, to be a loving and present parent, to achieve financial freedom, or to live a life filled with creativity and adventure. What matters most is that it excites you. It should make you feel alive when you think about it. If your vision doesn't stir something deep inside you, it won't have the power to keep you going when challenges arise. The first step to creating a powerful vision is clarity. Close your eyes and imagine your ideal life, 5 or 10 years from now. Where are you living? What kind of work are you doing? Who are you surrounded by? How do you feel when you wake up each morning? Don't hold back. Allow yourself to dream without limits. Often we shrink our vision to fit our current circumstances, but a true vision isn't about where you are now, it's about where you could be. Once you have a clear picture in your mind, write it down. Be specific. The more detail you include, the more real it becomes. Writing your vision turns it from a vague dream into a tangible goal. It gives you something to return to on the days when you feel lost or discouraged. It's like a compass that always points you back to your true north. But here's where most people stop. They create a vision and then wait for life to magically deliver it. That's not how it works. A vision is not a wish list, it's a call to action. When you have a vision worth fighting for, you show up differently. You stop settling for distractions and excuses because you know what's at stake. You become willing to do the hard, unglamorous work that others avoid. There will be moments when your vision feels far away. You'll face obstacles, setbacks, and even doubts from people around you. That's when you have to remember why you started. A strong vision gives you a reason to keep pushing when everything in you wants to quit. It whispers, "Keep going. This is bigger than the pain you're feeling right now." It's also important to surround yourself with reminders of your vision. Create visual cues, a photo, a quote, a symbol that represent what you're working toward. Place them where you'll see them daily. These reminders will keep your vision alive in your mind, especially during challenging times. And don't keep your vision to yourself. Share it with people who will support and encourage you. When you speak your vision out loud, it becomes more real. It also creates a sense of accountability. You're no longer just dreaming in private, you're declaring it to the world. Most importantly, align your daily actions with your vision. Big dreams are built through small, consistent steps. Each choice you make is either moving you closer to your vision or further away from it. When you find yourself procrastinating or distracted, ask, "Does this action align with the future I want to create?" That question alone can keep you focused and disciplined. Your vision is the fuel that drives everything else. Without it, you'll burn out or give up when life gets tough. With it, you'll find strength you didn't know you had. So create a vision that excites you, one that's so meaningful you'd be willing to fight for it. When you do, your life will take on a new sense of direction and purpose. The world is full of people who settle for what's easy or familiar. Don't be one of them. Be someone who dares to dream, who builds a future intentionally, and who refuses to stop until that vision becomes reality. Because when you have a vision worth fighting for, nothing can stand in your way. Chapter 15. Reprogram your mind daily. Your mind is like a computer. Whatever you feed it, it will run. If you continually feed it fear, doubt, negativity, and old limiting beliefs, that's exactly what it will produce. Hesitation, procrastination, and a life that feels stuck on repeat. But here's the incredible thing. You have the power to rewrite the program. You can upgrade your mind's software so that it supports the life you want instead of sabotaging it. And just like any valuable skill, it must be done consistently, day after day. Reprogramming your mind isn't something you do once and forget about. It's a daily practice, because the world will constantly try to undo your progress. Everywhere you turn, there are messages designed to make you doubt yourself. Commercials that tell you you're not enough. People who project their fears onto you. Memories from your past that whisper, stay small. If you don't actively take control of what goes into your mind, those voices will take control of you. The first step in this process is awareness. You can't change what you don't notice. Pay attention to the thoughts that repeat in your head throughout the day. Notice how you talk to yourself. Are your thoughts empowering or discouraging? Do they reflect the person you want to become, or do they keep you tied to the person you used to be? This awareness is like shining a light on the hidden patterns that have been running your life. Once you've identified those limiting patterns, the next step is to deliberately replace them. This is where repetition comes in. Your brain learns through repetition, the same way a song gets stuck in your head after hearing it a few times. New empowering beliefs will take root when you repeat them consistently. This is why affirmations are so powerful. Speak words of strength, courage, and possibility to yourself every morning. Even if you don't fully believe them yet, keep saying them. Over time, your mind will begin to accept them as truth. But don't just say the words, pair them with action. For example, if your affirmation is, I am confident and capable, then step into situations that challenge you to grow. Take small actions that align with that belief. When your words and actions work together, they create undeniable proof that reprograms your subconscious mind faster than words alone ever could. Another important part of daily reprogramming is controlling your inputs. Think of your mind like a sponge. Whatever you expose it to will be absorbed. If you start your day scrolling through negative news or gossip on social media, you're filling your mental space with chaos before you've even had a chance to think clearly. Instead, begin your mornings with intentional positive input. Read a few pages of a powerful book, listen to an inspiring podcast, or sit in silence and set clear intentions for the day. The first things you allow into your mind each morning set the tone for everything that follows. Visualization is another powerful tool. Each day, take a few minutes to close your eyes and vividly imagine the life you want to create. Picture it in detail, what you see, hear, feel, and experience. This isn't just daydreaming, it's mental rehearsal. Athletes use this technique to prepare for competition, and you can use it to prepare for success in any area of life. When your mind becomes familiar with the vision, it starts working behind the scenes to bring it into reality. And finally, don't forget the role of gratitude in reprogramming your mind. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already good. When you consciously look for things to appreciate each day, you train your brain to expect positive outcomes instead of anticipating failure. Even on difficult days, finding just one thing to be grateful for can reset your entire mindset. Reprogramming your mind isn't about becoming someone you're not. It's about peeling away the layers of fear, doubt, and negativity that have been covering up who you really are. It's about returning to your natural state of strength, confidence, and possibility. But it only happens through daily commitment. Think of it like brushing your teeth. You don't do it once and expect clean teeth forever. You do it every day because you know the consequences if you don't. The same is true for your mind. Every day you either program it with intention or let the world program it for you. The choice is yours. When you make this a daily practice, something amazing happens. You begin to notice subtle shifts in your thoughts, your actions, and eventually your results. Old fears lose their grip. New opportunities appear because you're finally ready to see them. Life doesn't suddenly become easy, but you become stronger, clearer, and more prepared to face it. Reprogram your mind every single day. Feed it with thoughts that empower you, surround it with influences that inspire you, and align it with actions that bring your vision to life. Over time, these daily practices will create a completely new reality, one that reflects the very best of who you are and what you're capable of becoming. Conclusion. Your mind is the foundation of everything you are and everything you will ever become. The thoughts you choose to think, the beliefs you choose to hold, and the inner conversations you choose to have are shaping your life in every moment. Whether you realize it or not, your mind is always at work, either building the future you dream of or reinforcing the limitations you desperately want to escape. Throughout this audiobook, you've learned that mastering the art of right thinking isn't about quick fixes or surface-level changes. It's about going deep. It's about taking responsibility for what happens inside you so that you can transform what happens around you. From recognizing the power of a single thought, to breaking free from toxic thinking, to developing focus, gratitude, and daily practices that align with your vision, you now have the tools to completely rewrite the story of your life. But here's the most important truth to remember. Knowing this isn't enough. Knowledge is only potential power. The real transformation happens when you apply what you've learned, day after day, even when it feels uncomfortable, even when progress seems slow. Greatness isn't built in a single leap. It's built one decision, one habit, one thought at a time. There will be days when old patterns try to pull you back. There will be moments when doubt creeps in and whispers, "You can't do this." But now you know better. You have the awareness and the strategies to fight back. You can pause, reframe, and choose a better thought. A thought that serves your highest self and your biggest dreams. As you move forward, remember that your mind is not a fixed thing. It's flexible, adaptable, and capable of incredible growth. Every single day is a chance to reprogram it, to strengthen it, and to align it with the life you truly want to live. The more you practice right thinking, the more natural it will become, until it feels like a part of who you are. So take this knowledge and turn it into action. Guard your mind. Feed it with empowering thoughts. Surround yourself with people who lift you higher. Build habits that reflect your deepest values. And most importantly, never stop growing. Your future is not determined by your past, your circumstances, or anyone else's opinion. It's determined by the thoughts you choose to think from this moment forward. You have the power to create a vision worth fighting for, and the courage to bring it to life. It all begins inside you. It begins with a single decision to think differently, to believe differently, and to live differently. This is your moment to take control of your mind, and in doing so, take control of your destiny. The journey ahead won't always be easy, but it will always be worth it. Master the art of right thinking, and you won't just change your thoughts, you'll change your life.